Hi everyone, welcome to Type Talks. Today we're here to talk about ENTPs and emotions. And so ENTPs tend to be more aware of other people's emotions rather than their own emotions. And this can even appear in the arena of their loved ones too. And so Catherine and I were having conversations around this topic, and you have pretty interesting stories to share. So perhaps you can take it off.
I think we were talking about, do I have to think about if I'm in love or not? And I said, absolutely. Like that I can observe other people are in love or what they're doing. But with respect to myself, I have to stop and analyze it. I can't just know it. But once I know it, I recognize it thereafter. But at first, it's like, it's more analytical. It's more a question of, well, what would need to be happening if that was the case? And I take it back to the fact that also having 8 in the tri-type, 8 and 5 don't trust love or being in love, that people can fall in and out of love. So what is love anyhow? So that's part of it. But when there's the ENTP, I've just found with clients that they have to stop and think about it if it has to do with themselves, but with other people, they know what they're feeling. And that feeling might even be uncomfortable and not wanting to have that feeling, but knowing it and then being able to use that information in ways that are very helpful and constructive, or take it and realize that they're going to be the opposite of whatever they're observing. As I would do with myself, I would say something like, oh, okay, well, if I were in love, what would that feel like? Oh, okay, let me think about when I was in love before. Then I can go, oh yeah, okay, I'm in love. But it's not the attractions there immediately, but the confirmation takes the analysis is the way I would explain it. How about you, Boris?
Yeah, I would kind of second that. And there's probably additional context because, I mean, well, a TI is my first decision function. I don't believe I'm a jumper. And it really depends also on your personal experience. And you look at the other person. What does it mean to them? So if you say to somebody you love them, depending on what your expectation of their interpretation is, you may have differences. You may have some hesitation. If I feel totally comfortable, I can say I can love multiple people in different contexts, possibly even romantically, but normally there's like a clear winner. but it depends on the definition, right? I mean, this might be too much. No, it's not too much, it's close. But I have like most people that have been close enough that I've dated to an extent of time. I would say there's, by my definition, a residual love that can morph. Different aspects come and go. It's a degree of appreciation, and it's often more expressed in willingness to discomfort myself for their benefit, to really like go 110% or giving them 30 or 40% of my total capacity sustained. So the tough part to tell somebody you love them, you don't, it's really, what is your expectations? For example, I mean, anything is subject to change. I think an ENTP, and that's maybe my definition, love is something that can morph. It has a context. You can love somebody a certain way and then in a different way. But some people, and I'm just throwing this out there, let's say an FI Dom might have a very specific definition of love that I cannot live up to.
Yeah.
And that would be at some level irrational for me. And I'm also in a reality that, let's say you've dated more than one person and I'm younger, a little older than 20. So you would have to reconcile. TI says, well, was I in love every time? Can you only be in love once? And FI Dom might say, but you can only be in love once and you're complete. So it's what you mentioned before about, I think an ENTP is by nature an observer of everything, including self. Like I look at myself, and in the toughest of situation, it's almost like I'm a video game character that I'm looking at and I'm observing, saying, huh, this isn't that funny. Somebody just wiggled a few buttons and now I'm in this weird situation. So I'm constantly observing myself. I don't take myself too serious. So it's really that communication, because the word love has a lot of meaning, especially in a romantic context. You don't want to mislead, but then you also question yourself. It becomes philosophical. Well, Can I say I love that person now? Is that person okay that I loved somebody else before? Is there some, are they upset or jealous at residual love? So it's really, it sort of becomes a TI moment, something that I'm uncomfortable with. TI analyzes it, and then sort of the moment passion might go away, but it could slip out if you just say it, because I know that, you know, there's low stakes, right? I don't know if you relate to that. But,
well, I do. And what I would add is that the comment was, am I in love? Not do I love you? So I think there's a distinction, because I would automatically go through the same process you just did if someone wanted me to love them in a particular way. And I would know right up front if I was never going to be able to do that. And generally speaking, if I couldn't do that, then I would not want to put that person in a difficult situation if they were always waiting for that. But on the other hand, being a sexual subtype, the minute I do love someone, it's forever. Even if it morphs into a different relationship, that quality is forever. So it's not easily given, but it's not taken away. There are always important remnants that are eternal, in my opinion. As a sexual, I wouldn't say that for every type.
I would agree, because I think I'm SX first. But then there is, in the specific situation where you feel like saying it, or a person might expect it, you have to then say, what is your definition? Is it the same as mine? Because they may not be happy with, they might say, no, it has to be truly love forever, the romantic type. I'm like saying, if I look at the odds of my history, it may not be. It may morph. Are you still okay with that? So then it requires an understanding and projection of the expectation of the other, that we're talking about the same word, which is very TI definition. And that's like, don't want to, somebody says, yeah, I love you. It's like, yeah, I love you. It's like, wait a sec, let me analyze it. They're like, what the?
No, I know, it is kind of confusing to people. And yet, to take the time to analyze it means we care enough to even consider it.
Yeah, and then it's, do you share my definition, or do you accept my definition? Because then I would say an FI dome is like, how can you say that? How can you think about whether or not you love somebody? What the hell? I feel it right away. Well, you don't, right? And I hate you right now. Will the FI dome say, I'm like, I guess I don't love you then because you hate me. Oh, maybe never mind.
Yeah. Because with an INFP or an ENFP, how they know something is right is it feels right. So the very fact that you're not going through feeling to make your decision is really mind-boggling. Yeah. And all right. So that was a look into how ENTPs parse out their feelings, specifically in the realm of love. And I hope you guys appreciated this video. Check out Catherine Faber-Beer's website. She's the creator of TriType and very lovely. All right, see you guys later.